Am I on?
Yes.
Go to the executive office report. Mr. Briggs.
All righty.
Thank you for the great report.
Yes, I sent for it. So I will cut it down to 10% of its original length and say that starting on page 4, we have a compilation of efforts that are underway in the Carmel River Lagoon and Carmel Valley as far as restoration efforts, mitigation efforts, water management planning. And Matt Keeling put this together, and it was particularly timely because coming up in a couple weeks, we have the State Board coming down to Monterey for the meeting on April 1st and 2nd. And actually, they're going to be, the 2nd is going to be a field trip, which will, first stop will be the Hopkins Marine Station with their ASBS discharge issues, then Pacific Grove dry weather runoff diversion structure, which is also an ASBS issue, and then the last stop is Carmel Lagoon, where we will be talking about some of these restoration efforts. So that is a good summary, and actually I've passed that along to the State Board as preliminary information to make their trip more meaningful. And then also at that meeting, I'll be providing a policy statement for the cease and desist order that's under consideration. I'll be providing a Region 3 update, as they've requested of me, and also talking about this sustainability climate change group that I've told you about a couple times on previous occasions. I'll be providing an update on that. I also want to point out, in addition to Michael just summarizing some of the various coordinating efforts we've had and outreach efforts with some of these agencies, we also had requests from two board members for three different presentations, and I want to thank Matt for covering two of those, and thank Dr. Hunter for organizing them in the first place, and Karen Worster already participated on one of them. And then the third one is Gary Shawcross has organized a watershed presentation that centers on the Gabalon watershed, and Chris Rose of our staff is going to be presenting that one. So we've got those activities going on and coming up. And I did have a pretty picture I was going to show. Actually, could you it's on the desktop, the folder upper left there says Salinas and the fish ladder one. I'll just conclude our meeting with this nice picture. It looks nice, but actually this is a project that's going to be replaced. It's out of the 401 certification list in our agenda here. It does have it's an intake, so it's a fish blockage on the right. They made an attempt years ago to have a fish ladder on the left. Fish and Game determined that it doesn't work for the young fish, and so the project that's in here is to replace that with a structure that is not going to act as a barrier to some of the fish. It'll be a more complete fish passage. So it's one of those things where you see this list and you don't realize maybe that there are good things that are happening out in the watersheds. So I just want to conclude with this shot. That's it, Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Briggs. Any other comments by board members?
Just one sentence. Thank you to Matt and Karen, and I am glad you brought it up, but we were very lucky to have them. Long sentence. Very lucky to have them join us and provide some of the expertise, you know, that we have on our staff. So I was glad to see them. Thank you.
No further business. The meeting's adjourned.
Thank you very much.